In the past, all the Utah Communications Authority had to do was give a summary of their expenses to be in compliance. But 2 years ago, the state changed that and required to put their data on the state's transparency website.
The transparency site is actually transaction by transaction, so the details of what's really going on, where the money's going.
Auditor John Dougal says this hasn't happened, so he sent them a warning. If they don't comply in a couple weeks, then an official notice will be sent, giving them 60 days to comply or lose state funding. He says the $800,000 in unauthorized credit card purchases has him concerned.
We're still troubled by the fact that folks take taxpayer funds.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.